around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, we hope all of you enjoyed the Thanksgiving holiday weekend a week ago. Certainly records were broken. So many people out there traveling. Welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show, everyone. From coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on TuneIn, it is just after 10 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, December 7th, 2024. 18 days until Christmas, 24 days until we begin 2025. So I guess, as the saying goes, ready or not, here we come. So, all right, well, we only have 120 minutes with you today, so I'm going to move us right into talking everything and anything in the world of travel. Good morning, Mary and RJ.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
We're great. How are you?
I am good, too. I am quite
all
well.
All right.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate it. Bobby, by the way, you know, I know your preference to see the Cowboys coach fired isn't working out as the team wins. So, you know we don't have legitimate football these days here in New York. Our teams are terrible, especially our Giants. But you can't be thrilled being stuck with mediocre football in Dallas and the likelihood of more to come without meaningful changes.
Yeah, I know you don't have legitimate football after I watched Dallas actually beat that team on Thanksgiving, which is very disappointing. Yeah, I was hoping you'd do something for us. I need that draft pick. I need that coach out. But, you know, we're just asking for a Christmas miracle this year.
well,
you might
days.
Have a better
Hold
chance
hope.
Of getting it than the Giants do. RJ, yeah. The Vikings, you like the Vikings. They're not too shabby.
No, oh my goodness. Second in their division right now. Of course, you know, going up against the Lions is pretty tough this year. But yeah,
yeah, those Lions fans must be happy. All right. Well, two things I want to share before we move into the Travel News Roundtable. First, at the top of hour two, so about an hour from now, we're going to take you live to Paris for a report from Notre Dame. The famed cathedral officially reopens this weekend, so stay tuned for that. And second, here are the results of our latest travel polls. They are always on the homepage of rmworldtravel.com. We thank all of you who voted in them. First question, how do you typically get to an airport? The results, 37% of you take a local car service or a limo, 24% of you have a family or friend drop you off, 13% of you drive yourself and park at the airport, 13% of you take a taxi, 9% chose Uber or Lyft, and 5% of you take public transport.
Interesting. You know what? What's not on the list here is what you and I do most of the time. We rent a car from and we drop it off at the airport.
Why isn't that on the
list? It's not there. You know, somebody on the team didn't put that in there. But you know, RJ, I know what you do because most of the time you're with us. Bobby, you know, your favorite way to get to the airport?
Well, it's typically my wife's favorite way. We just defer to her. She doesn't want me paying for the 40-minute Uber to the airport there, so she's always got to drop me off.
All right, so you're doing the drop-off.
Okay, all right, so you're in that 24%. Yeah, okay, all right, second question. What is your typical drink on a plane? I'm going to start
this
backwards.
Surprised me.
This surprised me as well. 8% chose wine. I feel like every time we fly, I see people drinking wine. 8% chose wine, 11% coffee or tea, 14% water, 21% juices, 23% alcohol mixed drinks, and 24% soda.
It was the alcoholic mixed drinks that surprised me. First of all, I would never drink coffee or tea because I will not drink water from the holding tanks.
I think that
plane.
Message has gotten out loud and clear.
I would drink bottled water. But alcoholic mixed drinks, 23%?
Yeah, I would have thought wine would have been higher than alcoholic mixed drinks. But
RJ, your favorite?
So, I mean, typically, I prefer to just have water. You know,
which you do. That's true.
But I'm not surprised. I am a little shocked that. I guess I shouldn't say that. I'm not shocked.
I just don't see a lot of alcoholic mixed drinks.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't drink alcohol, but I mean, it doesn't mean you know. I'm not typical.
People
though,
certainly do. Yeah.
Bobby, I mean, do you have a go-to drink?
I don't drink on planes because if I drink on planes, that may mean I need to get up and use the restroom, and I don't want to get up out of my seat at all when I'm on an airplane.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I sometimes have to drink water, but
you know what? I do see a lot.
I try
more
to avoid drinking. On
I
planes.
See a lot more tomato juice, which is not a thing I drink on the. I have seen.
I
that.
Feel like that's always been a thing. Ginger ale and tomato juice.
Yeah,
it's like a thing when you fly.
All right, well, listen, new travel polls are up on our website at rmworldtravel.com, so go check them out and vote. I know Rudy is getting ready for his Right Stuff segment coming up, so he'll be joining us. RJ, you know, you've got the open road ahead this hour. I'm told you've decided to go in a different direction today for Christmas.
I sure did.
All right, so we'll see what you've got planned for us coming up in the D block. And since this is the fastest 2 hours in travel, and we have a lot to get to, we've got a little about 4 minutes or so, why don't we jump into the Travel News Roundtable? And Mary, where do you want to start?
Well, I want to talk about Southwest, but real quick PSA. If you're traveling to the UK or Northern Ireland anytime after January 8th of 2025, you need an ETA, an electronic travel authorization. That's an extra document now required by the UK moving forward for all US citizens. Just go to uk.gov to get it. It's $13. It's good for 2 years. It takes about 1 to 3 days to get it approved. But again, you go into London, anywhere in the UK or Northern Ireland, you must have an ETA, uk.gov. So Southwest, good news for the airline this week. Which was nice to see, since we spent a good portion of this year discussing their tribulations with the activist investor Elliott. So at one point, they wanted to oust CEO Bob Jordan. They've agreed not to. This week, shares rose, hitting their highest level for the airline since June of 2021, in large part to the lift of their fourth quarter forecast. Domestic travel demand is high and forecasted to be robust for the airline this month. CEO Bob Jordan said the carrier expects fourth quarter revenue per available seat mile to be up between 5.5 and 7% compared with previous expectation of only 3.5 to 5.5.
Well, listen,
it was nice to see some good news for
the
airline.
We hope that, and we like Bob, so we definitely like Bob. See good things going. Actually, you know what, we're going to be at the end of the show today, we're going to be going down to Love Field in Dallas there.
That's right.
A big hub for Southwest
The
museum. So, RJ, where do you want to take us?
Well, so I have two things. First of all, it was a good week in Vatican City this week for Pope Francis. He took delivery of the new Pope Mobile. So Mercedes-Benz Group delivered a new electric G-Wagon Pope Mobile for the Pope.
He's not going to Notre Dame, though, which I
He is not going. That's true. But
could have used it.
I think he's testing out his new car. We'll have to see. But there was actually a pretty big shakeup this week for Stellantis, which is the fourth largest automotive company in the world, formerly Fiat Chrysler and PSA Group. They merged. And the person who spearheaded that merger became CEO of Stellantis, Carlos Tavares, and he made cost-cutting his absolute major priority. It was self-reported cost-cutting of close to $9 billion on their annual budget. And unfortunately, I don't really think that worked out for him, as now the board asked him to resign. So he is resigning
from
the group.
That's a big move in the industry.
It is. It is. Well, it'll be. So now the chairman is John Elkann, of course, from the Agnelli family. We'll be interesting to see what happens to Stellantis over the next year.
He also
or so.
Picked a lot of fights with the European governments, which wasn't wise.
He was also a prodigy of Carlos Ghosn, the Nissan executive.
Yes, who's now in Lebanon.
Exactly.
You're correct. Stuck there.
Fleeing.
Interesting. Flee to
and
Lebanon,
Volkswagen, too, has got a lot of strikes going on. So, all right, I'm going to say this real quick. You know, listen, we've talked about on the show, whether it's been this show or a daily commentary, you know, I've been, you know, very candid with my disgust, you know, regarding the Biden-Harris administration and how they basically are ending Spirit Airlines being a viable airline when they sued to stop the merger, and it obviously impacted JetBlue as well. This didn't have to happen this way. I've shared my concerns for JetBlue's future, and this week the airline said they're ceasing operations from a number of U.S. cities and flight operations from, like, for example, from John F. Kennedy Airport. They're slashing a number of flights. They're cutting Houston. They're cutting Austin, Miami, Florida, Westchester, New York flights, Charleston, South Carolina, Jacksonville, Fort Lauderdale. The airline is also closing down all flights from San Jose, and they're going to stop using their Mint service out of Seattle, which is a big thing for people flying cross-country. So, you know, companies don't grow through contraction. I think it won't be long before we're talking about JetBlue being a takeover target. As I said, you know, it didn't have to happen this way. And they're also stopping, by the way, JFK to London Gatwick, and they're dropping their flight, talking about Paris, JFK to Paris. So
that's a big one.
Big contraction going on. All right, after the sponsors break, two of the largest sectors in travel will be our focus, car rentals and hospitality. The Chief Travel Leader conversation is next. Begins in 180 seconds.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Amid holiday prep and gifts arriving on doorsteps, keeping your home and family safe has never been more crucial. Why? Because FBI data shows that the holidays see a sharp rise in burglaries and theft. You need security from SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry. You'll save 50% on a new SimpliSafe system. It's their biggest deal of the year. Just head to simplisafe.com/carry to save 50% on your new system with a select professional monitoring plan. Or visit rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. Remember, there's no safe like SimpliSafe.
A medical test can reveal your body's biological age, which can show if you're aging prematurely. Better nutrition has been shown to reverse one's bio age. The hope of living longer and healthier is why we take Field of Greens. Field of Greens is an organic superfood fruit and vegetable drink. It's backed by the Better Health Promise. At your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health, or you're going to get your money back. Join us in Better Health with 15% off and free shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code CARRY. Or as always, you can head to rmworldtravel.com and you'll find a link under sponsors.
Our friends at Tax Network USA tell us if you owe back taxes, don't gamble with the IRS. It's a no-win. You need Tax Network USA on your side. Their attorneys and expert negotiators employ brilliant strategies to help settle your IRS issues quickly and in your favor. Even if you haven't filed in a few years, they've helped resolve over $1 billion in tax debt for people like you. Talk with one of their strategists for free. To do that, just call 800-780-8888 or visit tnausa.com/carry. You'll also find that info at armworldtravel.com.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit ouremeraldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
As Mary and I cruise now into the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
Just before Thanksgiving, we announced the opportunity for you to travel with us in Alaska in 2025, and now you can lock in the best deal of the year because Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special. This is going to save you an extra 15% off. It's going to deliver up to a $1,000 shipboard credit, plus you're going to get a reduced deposit. That's a great deal, and it's actually the same deal that many of our show fans took advantage of to join us this year. As you all know, if you listen regularly, we just completed our successful big Let's Go America Tour Mediterranean Cruise 2024 with show fans. So now you can get the same savings and join Robert and me in Alaska this upcoming August when we do it again with Seabourn. That's in 2025. So if you've always wanted to go experience Alaska, we're going to go to some great ports. Join us in August aboard the Seabourn Quest for what is absolutely going to be an amazing trip.
Oh, it absolutely is. And folks, this is a great deal. You have two options to choose from, either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the full 2 weeks. Just like what we did with show fans in the Mediterranean last month, space is limited. So go to our website today, rmworldtravel.com. Click on the link at the top of the homepage. It's in blue. You can't miss it. It says, join us, book here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. Get your spot booked with us, okay? This makes an excellent Christmas gift, too, if you think about it. And again, the offer is you get an extra 15% off the cruise price, an additional $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. So because Seabourn are small luxury ships, folks, they go to parts of Alaska that the big ships simply can't. We are looking forward to seeing all of you next August in Alaska.
Yes. All right. So let's talk hotels and car rentals with Jonathan Weinberg. He's the CEO of Auto Slash and Hotel Slash, and he joins us now for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Jonathan, how are you? Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
I'm great. Nice to be here.
Well, nice to have you back with us on this Saturday morning. So listen, you know, the world of travel, we all know it's massive. It covers so many areas. I say all the time, you know, that certainly hosting this show requires Mary and me to stay atop all the various sectors. Your company is locked into two of the biggest in the industry with hotels and car rentals. We've got RJ coming up this hour with the Open Road segment. And since the automotive sector of travel is kind of top of mind with me, if you will, I'm going to start there. I'm curious what you're seeing at rental companies these days with regards to, there is a pushback on EVs from travelers. The high interest rates are making it more expensive for companies to buy new vehicles, so we're seeing older vehicles in the fleet. And the vehicle maintenance costs, you know, are also at record highs, so we are seeing the older vehicles, maybe they're a little less roadworthy, if you will, to be on our highways. And that doesn't even take into consideration all of the extra fees and charges that the car rental companies add to the bill. So thoughts on the impact this is having on the car rental sector, Jonathan?
Yeah, that's correct. There was quite a public stumble by the Hertz group of companies. Hertz also owns Dollar and Thrifty. And Hertz really leaned into the EV segment. They felt that, you know, this is going to be, you know, the next big thing. And they went out and purchased tens of thousands of vehicles from Tesla. And they did a pretty good job of getting that charging infrastructure set up and trying to educate consumers. But I think they just overestimated the demand. It will happen eventually, but they were a bit too early there, and that resulted in them having to take a pretty significant charge against their earnings, and they ended up selling off most of their fleet of Tesla vehicles, and I think that that was challenging for them. Some of the other companies, the other two big companies out there, Avis Budget and Enterprise Group, didn't quite follow suit, but I think that, you know, renters are interested in EVs. I think there's just a bit of range anxiety, you know, is this vehicle going to get me where I need to go? And will there be chargers there? And then there's also, you know, will I be able to find, you know, will I understand how to charge the vehicle when I get it? It's just not quite as plug and play as a gas powered vehicle is.
No, it is not. Absolutely. And so I want to switch gears a little and talk about some of the car rental brands. 5 weeks ago on the show, during our November 2nd broadcast, we had Azari Jones with us on from J.D. Power discussing their 2024 North American Car Rental Satisfaction Study. Robert and I have actually changed our own preferred rental company from Avis to Sixt in recent years. Sixt actually finished third behind National and Enterprise. But two companies that surprised us with how well they did in the study results were Advantage Rent-A-Car and Ace. And I'll also add Fox in there as well. How much momentum are you seeing in the car rental space from companies like Sixt or Advantage, Ace, and Fox? Because certainly their successes can only be good for travelers.
Yes, I think it, having additional choice is great. We're big fans of Sixt. Sixt, I believe, just opened its 100th location in the U.S. They are on quite an expansion tear within the U.S., both at major airports and at off-airport locations. They provide a great service. Sixth marketing line is don't just rent A car, rent D car.
Right.
And the reason for that is because they have much higher-end vehicles, BMWs, Mercedes, that sort of thing. And customers obviously like that. They would rather rent a nicer car if they're going to rent. Sixth tends to be pretty price competitive with the major companies out there. So if you can spend the same amount of money and get a better vehicle, hey, why not?
And a newer vehicle with lower miles, too, in most cases.
Absolutely. So I think Sixt is great. We're big proponents of them. I think that Fox Rent-A-Car, Fox was purchased by Europcar, one of the major European car rental companies a few years back. They've been doing a fantastic job. Fox is airport only. They're expanding in the U.S., not quite as fast as Sixt. They provide a good, solid service. Their vehicles tend to be a little bit older. Their lines may be a little bit longer. You can't skip the counter like you can with the majors like Hertz and Avis and National. But I think that they provide a quality service. I think that I would break the companies into kind of three tiers. You've got the, you know, the A tier, which is the Hertz, the Enterprises, the Avises out there. You've got kind of the B tier, which is the Dollar, Thrifties, budget to some degree. And then you've got kind of the C tier, with the Foxes and the other deep discount brands. I would put Fox at the top of that list, basically. I would say that Fox is kind of in between. Definitely the best of the discount brands out there. The other ones that you mentioned, Advantage and Ace, not so much. Advantage is pretty good, but they have a very limited footprint in the U.S. Ace, we're not as big of a fan of. We just feel that there's some service issues there, mainly because Ace tends to be a franchise model. So there's a very inconsistent pattern there, you know, depending on who you're renting with and what location.
So we'll move in. Since you handle through Auto Slash, obviously car rentals and your, you know, that's an area that's been very successful for you for business, but you also launched Hotel Slash. So I want you to share some other realities that you're seeing in the hospitality industry. And then, you know, with the holiday season happening, and then we're into winter and even spring break ahead, you know, explain to folks exactly how Hotel Slash works and Auto Slash. I know, you know, you've got a membership platform that's designed to save travelers money, but why don't you share how it works and the types of savings that you're able to deliver?
That's right. Yeah, we launched Hotel Slash a few years ago. Our car rental customers were telling us, hey, it would be great if you had a similar service for hotels. Our car rental customers have saved with us for over 15 years now in terms of us getting them the best possible deal. Customers were saying, hey, hotel rates are super high. Is there anything that you can do to help us get those rates down? And ultimately, what we decided on was building a membership-based platform that would get users access to deeply discounted rates. Membership is free to sign up for a trial period, so it's worth going to the website and checking it out. We're negotiating with various parties, various suppliers, and intermediaries in the industry. And unlike other companies where they've got high overhead, Hotel Slash is we run a really lean company. We want to pass those savings back on to the customers. So by signing up with us, we're able to offer these discounts that would not be available to the general public, and we're cutting our profits to the bone. So all the amount of money that, you know, we're saving by running a lean operation, we're passing on to consumers. So it's a great deal. We cover worldwide properties, over 1 million properties worldwide. website is super easy to use, and we've seen a great response to it so far.
Sure. Jonathan, Scott Keyes from what's now called Going, but it was formerly Scott's Cheap Flights. He's been on the show with us at least 7 or 8 times going back to 2018. Yeah. So his specialty is the airline sector of travel and saving people money on flights. I'm curious if you know Scott and his company, and would you consider Auto/ and Hotel/ to be similar just in the car rental and hotel sector?
Absolutely. I'm a big fan of what Scott is doing over at what used to be called Scott's Cheap Flights.
Right.
They rebranded as Going. They're a fantastic resource. I definitely would draw the comparison line there. Scott is basically, you know, looking to get travelers the best possible deal on airfare, highlighting the deals that are out there. We are trying to do the same with Auto/ in the car rental space and Hotel/ in the hotel space. I think, these days with inflation up, and especially travel prices through the roof, it's been challenging for hotel operators just because of the higher cost of labor. There's a lot of market consolidation. And then car rental companies, as you mentioned, there's, with the higher cost of the fleet depreciation, the cost of the cars and disposing of them and interest rates and that sort of thing. So prices are up across the board. So travelers are looking for any opportunity to save. And, services like Going in the airfare space and Auto/ in the car rental space and Hotel/, travelers are looking for any edge that they can get.
Exactly. Yeah. Listen, especially this time of year when, the gift buying season is here, and no question about that, anything you can do, and you collectively are all doing a great job, no question about it. So, folks, you can find out more, Auto/.com, Hotel/.com, the two websites. Jonathan, very nice reconnecting with you. Hope you have a great holiday season.
Thanks. You too, guys. Nice talking with you.
Yeah, you as well. Take
Bye.
Care.
Happy holidays.
Yep, you
Bye.
Too. Bye.
All right, Jonathan Weinberg, folks, Auto/.com, Hotel/.com. As we head into the bottom of the hour break, the destination spotlight is ahead this hour as we take you to Burlington, Vermont. Today's personal connection will involve hockey. Stay around for that. But next, Rudy will join the show for the first time, and he's going to bring us the right stuff. 8 more segments are ahead this hour and next. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Here's a great deal waiting for all of our show fans who couldn't use a new pillow. The standard My Pillows retail for $49.98, but for a limited time, it's just $14.98. Queens are only $18.98, Kings $19.98. These My Pillows are made with patented adjustable fill that adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. This helps keep your neck aligned as it holds its shape all night long so you sleep great. Go to MyPillow.com/carry to get this deal. All orders over $75 ship for free. You'll also find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. Great deal, great pillows, folks.
If your spine needs some extra TLC, then you need a Helix mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses made for your personal preferences, you're going to find one that's right for you. Best part, Helix lets you try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Just head to helixsleep.com/carry to save 20% off your mattress order, or you can visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
America.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by pdsdebt.com/carry. Now, no one wants to think about debt, especially this time of the year, but the truth is many of us will get deeper in debt during the holidays. Last year, half of Americans took on debt to pay for the holiday, and this year it could be many of you who are hearing my voice today. It's never too early to start planning to get out of debt, and the team at pdsdebt.com/carry can help with personalized solutions just for you. They have customized options for anyone struggling with credit cards, personal loans, collections, even medical bills and more. If you're making payments every month on your debt and your balances aren't going down, PDS does have solutions for you. Everyone with $10,000 or more in debt qualifies, and there's no minimum credit score required. So save more while paying off your debt in a fraction of the time and enjoy the peace of mind this holiday season that comes with having a plan to get out of debt. It'll cost you nothing, so get your personalized free debt analysis today at pdsdebt.com/carry. That's the initials PDS and the word debt all together, pdsdebt.com/carry. Or, as always, find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, for our Write Stuff segment, which is when we interview an author about a book they've written, my guest is a wildlife biologist and naturalist. Her name is Caroline Van Hemmert, but that's only the beginning of her resume. She likes northern climes, grew up mainly in Alaska, and I reach her today in Anchorage. And in the spring of 2012, she and her husband began a 4,000-mile, did you hear that? 4,000-mile trip through the Pacific Northwest to the Alaska Arctic via canoe, raft, rowboat, hiking, and skiing. Nothing motorized. And let me make clear that spring in the Alaska Arctic isn't about warmth and flowers. Her book is titled Sun is a Compass. Caroline, welcome to the show. In your book, you trace your hiking through the northernmost mountain range of on the Earth, the Brooks Range. And in Alaska waters, you paddle along icebergs. And I know the answer to this first question because I have your book. But for our listening audience, please answer the question I'm sure your friends and family asked you when you told them of your upcoming adventure, which is, why?
Yeah, fair question. Certainly not the answer to everybody's dream as a child, I guess, is to set out in the wilderness. But for me, there were a few different things going on. Some were personal. So I was a 32-year-old. I just finished my PhD in biology and was really questioning what I was doing with my life, in part because I'd spent many months staring at a lab bench with the minutia of chickadee beaks, which is for another story. But I had sort of lost my connection to the natural world, which is something that had drawn me to the field of biology in the first place. So I felt this kind of compulsion to go out and remember, what I was doing and why. I was also with my husband considering having a family and knew that this was a now or never decision. At the same time, my own parents, who are real inspirations for adventure when I was a child, were kind of facing a new reality themselves. My dad had just been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and, knew that things weren't going to be the same for him. He'd climbed Mount Denali and a number of other big wilderness adventures himself. And now this sort of urgency became really apparent.
And your husband was equally drawn to the outdoors, if not more. This is a guy who would just go out in the middle of nowhere in the forest, cut down some trees, and build himself a very handsome cabin. So you both – now this – we have lots of guests on who do expeditions, who do things. This is a whole nother beast. This is months in frozen waters, rowing through massive waves and storms at any point that could have overtaken your boat, swimming across a river. I can't tell you, listeners, how this book will affect you. I've got about 12 tissues on the floor from reading almost all the book. And plus, Caroline's a good writer. But this is not just a book about the adventure. It's also, you'll learn more than you've ever known, fascinating stuff about birds, because Caroline's an ornithologist. And she took careful notes. Caroline, let me just read two sentences from you. You call this a celebration and a letting go of youth, a reawakening of the biologist, a reckoning between us, that would be you and your husband, a reckoning between us and the land, something we must see through to the end. And you did, and it's a miracle you made it, isn't it?
Yeah, you might say so. I feel consider ourselves lucky for sure.
You were wet and cold. I can't, what you put up, I can't imagine it.
Yeah, I mean, certainly the day-to-day, hardships, if you want to call them that, they were self-induced, so I don't know if that's fair. But, there was a lot of suffering involved, but I think any, good adventurer sort of knows, or traveler for that matter, you understand there's, some misery to balance the wonder. But I think for me, it was really overwhelmingly that sense of connection to the natural world. And like you said, for me, it's birds. I love birds, and they have led me home again and again in so many both literal and sort of philosophical ways.
You really do describe the birds you saw and their habits and their, I learned so much about birds, but I also learned how cold it is and how wet you can get. I can't stress enough how this is not your normal adventure book. The book is called Follow the Sun. The book is called The Sun. Oh, what's it called?
The Sun is a Compass. Yeah,
The Sun is a Compass. That's an unusual title. And I presume you take that from the fact that that's how birds find their way across oceans and large landmasses at times.
Yeah, that's part of it for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about you today, very briefly, if you don't mind. We got about 40 seconds.
Absolutely. So I've taken the sort of adventure to a family level. I've been sailing around the Arctic with my own children now, who are 8 and 10, two little boys. We just finished a journey in Greenland and hope to make our way through the Northwest Passage next year if everything allows. But that's what I do now. I'm still a biologist and I'm a mom now, but still love adventure as much as I ever did.
Caroline Van Hemert is a wildlife biologist, naturalist. Her book is called Sun is a Compass. You can find more details details by going to her website, which is carolinevanhemert.com. carolinevanhemert.com. Caroline, I'm sorry we can't do even longer with you, but thank you for joining us today.
That was my pleasure. Thanks a lot, Rudy.
We'll be right back.
The world of travel never stops, and you can always find us 24/7 at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.
Hey everyone, Robert here saying come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean for 2024, space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. This makes an excellent Christmas gift, folks. 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for joining me on this week's installment of The Open Road here on RM World Travel. Well, folks, it is officially crunch time to get your holiday gifts squared away. Now, if you're like me, you may have a history of waiting until the last minute, not making assumptions, but don't worry, regardless, I've got you covered this year. We're going to shift gears from our usual open road and talk about some automotive-themed travel gift ideas that'll rev up the holiday spirit for the car enthusiast in your life. And whether it's a practical gadget for the next road trip or a fun collectible to display or something unique to make their travels even more memorable, I've got some great picks to help you cross those names off your list. But before we get into that list, this segment of the show is sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations. Wherever travel takes you, you'll always feel at home with Hilton Grand Vacations because where you stay will feel more like home than a hotel room. With over 200 locations, they provide premier travel experiences with spacious, upscale accommodations that include home-like features and resort-like amenities. Now, we like that you can also convert membership points into Hilton Honors points for stays at thousands of Hilton hotels worldwide. And their vacation ownership system enables members all the benefits of owning a vacation home without the responsibilities of traditional home ownership. So check out HiltonGrandVacations.com for more info, or, as always, you can find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. All right, so let's kick things off with something that blends style and functionality, and I'm talking about driving shoes. Now, these are not just any pair of sneakers. They're designed specifically for driving. They have a sleek profile and the perfect balance of grip and flexibility for spirited drives. The brand I recommend is called Piloti, P-I-L-O-T-I, as they pretty much don't have a competitor in the space, I think, for the bang for your buck and the quality of their product. Driving shoes, they offer enhanced pedal feel, which is really good for cars with a third pedal, especially classic cars with a tight footwell and pedal box. And it may seem like a gimmick, but there is a reason, trust me, that race car drivers wear specialized shoes themselves. Piloti driving shoes are great for car enthusiasts who want to feel more connected to their vehicle, but still have something stylish for everyday use. Let's talk about another driving garment, and that would be driving gloves. Modern cars have comfortable leather-wrapped or soft-touch steering wheels, but there was a time when steering wheels were wooden and the grips were very, very thin. So it's no surprise that driving gloves were once the norm, but have since gone out of fashion. Well, they are making a comeback amongst the car enthusiast crowd, and I think they are the perfect stocking stuffer as a result. I recommend taking a look at brands like Modest Vintage Player, Rodar, it's just R-O-A-D-R, or Solbari, S-O-L-B-A-R-I, all of which provide quality products. A good pair of driving gloves is the ultimate mix of sophistication and practicality. And not only do I think they provide better grip, but they also evoke that classic old-school driving vibe that really every car enthusiast secretly loves. Now, for a more personal touch, well, how about a scale model of their car? If you find out the year, make, model, and trim of their ride, you can plug that into Google, look up a 1:24 scale die-cast replica, and you'll usually have pretty good luck finding something. Anything larger than 1:24 is going to be too big, too expensive, and anything smaller is just going to be too small. Brands like Auto Art are really good. It's a thoughtful, customizable gift that will sit proudly on their desk, bookshelf, or even beside their life-size ride in the garage. Now, if you're feeling generous, I would say, what about a set of racing school lessons? Options like Skip Barber Racing School offer experiences that range from introductory sessions to full-on performance driving programs. You know, and a quick search online can reveal opportunities near you. And trust me, this is the kind of gift that they'll be raving about for years to come. If racing school is a bit too much, well, you can always go for a few go-kart sessions or potentially even a supercar track day rental. You may recall Robin and Mary gave that a go at Dream Racing in Las Vegas during the Let's Go America tour back there a few years back. That experience still comes up in conversations to this day. And finally, for those who take pride in keeping their car looking pristine, I would say a home detailing kit is a fantastic option. These kits come loaded with everything you'll need, premium soaps, waxes, microfiber towels, and more to keep their vehicle shining like new. You know, and cleaning your own car, especially as a car enthusiast, it's a very relaxing, cathartic process. And this is a practical, thoughtful, perfect gift for anyone who loves their car, you know, let's say as much as their morning coffee. I highly recommend the starter kits from Adams Polishes or the Chemical Guys. Both of those companies, they have a variety of, you know, different budgets that they cater to, and they make really good stuff. So whether your budget is big or small, you know, these gifts are sure to steer you in the right direction this holiday season. And let's be honest, car enthusiasts are everywhere, but they like cars, not socks, mugs, or ties with pictures of cars on them. So think outside the box. If you don't like any of the items I picked out, try to think of a gift that accentuates their car or their enthusiasm for cars. I think if you keep that formula in mind, you will win every time. So that concludes my list of suggestions this holiday season. If you have any other ideas or feedback about an item I mentioned, you can always reach out and share that with me over on our website. I highly encourage that. So that's rmworldtravel.com. Just click on the Contact Us tab. That's going to be it for today, but don't go anywhere. Up next, we're heading to Burlington, Vermont for this week's Destination Spotlight. And then at the top of hour two, we'll be taking you live to Paris, France as Notre Dame Cathedral reopens. I was there the day after that infamous fire back in 2019. It was quite a sight, but we're going to be getting a live report from one of the craftsmen who actually helped rebuild the spire. Until then, though, I'm RJ Carey. This is RM World Travel. Drive on, America.
Join the travel duo and team by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stop. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
From the open road to the destination spotlight, well, that's the order we're going to follow today, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
This is well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, top-quality luggage. It's going to equip you to travel the world like a pro with an array of luggage sets and accessories, and quite honestly, it makes the perfect travel companion.
You know, Mary and I, we travel with the Platinum Elite and Round Trip lines. That's what we like. Rudy likes their Max Light line. RJ prefers the Bold line. Regardless of whatever you choose, Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it's going to last you. This weekend at TravelPro.com, you can give more and spend less by saving up to 40%. There's also a direct link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
When you think of a winter state to visit, I'm sure Vermont comes to mind. We're about to give you some things to do during a stay as we say hello, Burlington, with their VP of Tourism, Jeff Lawson.
Jeff, well, it is nice to be saying hello, Burlington, with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to have the opportunity to talk with you again.
Well, thank you very much. So, you know, when I think of Burlington, Vermont, from past visits, I immediately think of the Shelburne Museum and its 40 or so buildings that are there. I think I lost track of that. I also recall the steamship Ticonderoga also being there. And winter can be just frankly as fun as summer when to visit. There's also Shelburne Farm. But, you know, since you're our guest, what's something that immediately comes to mind for you with regard to Burlington, since you both live and work there?
Well, I'll tell you, you mentioned Shelburne Museum, and right out of the gate, they have a fantastic winter event called Winter Lights at Shelburne Museum, where they wrap many of those 40 buildings, including that entire steamship, in colorful LED lighting. Hmm. It's a really interesting way to give people the opportunity to get out, celebrate the holiday season, bring a little light to the dark season. You know, we're right near the winter solstice here, as well as get them out in the fresh air walking around, and they make a really nice cup of hot chocolate that you can take with you. They've also made it accessible for folks who maybe can't walk around, so you're able to drive through if you've got young kids or maybe seniors who aren't as mobile as the rest of us at this time. And they've also, you know, just made it really easy for people to enjoy that and get out.
It's a
fantastic event in wintertime.
Sounds lovely. So since we've just come off of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, the holiday shopping season is in full swing. Church Street Marketplace in downtown Burlington is fabulous. It offers a lot of shopping. It's just a great area. Talk with us about how festive it is this time. I mean, you just mentioned Shelburne and what they're doing. But just talk about the area and just kind of give us the scene of Burlington for the holidays and winter.
Well, the Church Street Marketplace is really one of the landmarks of the entire region. It's a 4 or 5 block pedestrian, we call it a pedestrian mall, if you will, but it's pedestrian only, no cars. In the wintertime, they also have a really nice light display, so the entire 4 blocks is lit up with a beautiful big Christmas tree at the top of it. And in terms of the shopping, it's really local first in its in its ethos. There are, of course, national chains, and we embrace them here. But you can find just a plethora of really, really wonderful local retailers, as well as great holiday markets popping up here and there around the region.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. Nice mix. Yeah. You know, I know we have affiliates in Denver, Colorado Springs, and other areas of Colorado. So our listeners there, they're going to certainly favor their state. But Vermont is also a great state for skiing. You know, nearby Burlington, I know you've got Bolton Valley, there's Stowe, I think Smuggler's Notch isn't too far, Sugar Bush, and some others. So how much of an impact, Jeff, does the winter skiing season have on your community? And, you know, here we are on the 7th of December. So what are the conditions like for this weekend?
Well, it's early yet, but we are seeing some snow falling right now. Some of the resorts opened up last week. I know Bolton Valley, for example, is opening day is today, and I'm checking my Instagram feed, and it looks like they got some nice snow up there right now with more on the way. And, yeah, Burlington's remarkably close to the state ski industry. I think from the corner of Church in Maine, you can get to 5 separate ski resorts in about an hour, hour and 15 minutes. And I just want to give a shout-out again to Bolton Valley. It's kind of Burlington's mountain. You can get out there in about 35 minutes for Nordic skiing, alpine skiing, backcountry touring. It's a fantastic place to ski or learn to ski.
Jeff, we last spoke to you prior to the pandemic, and during the pandemic, we saw a lot of people packing up and moving, in many cases to warm weather in southern states, but a number of people did relocate to mountain states as well, and I'm curious how much of an impact the pandemic had on Burlington and if it even helped shape the travel experience for visitors.
Yeah, the pandemic was obviously a pretty amazing time and not so good a way for us in some ways, in a really positive way in some ways. As you suggested, we did see a lot of folks move up either to occupy their second homes or to relocate completely up to Vermont to get out into the fresh air and get away from the bigger cities. And Burlington in particular, as an outdoor destination, offers proximity not just to the mountains, but also to Lake Champlain, which is one of the largest bodies of fresh water in North America. So, yeah, the pandemic in a positive way has changed some of our demographics. for travelers, we definitely saw a big uptick coming out of the pandemic that is just starting to kind of normalize in the summer of 24, actually. But it's, we're still seeing a lot of great visitors coming in and pretty high visitor rates, which is wonderful. To be honest, I try not to talk about the pandemic too much.
Well, we all agree. Listen, we've moved on.
We can move on.
But you're an area that certainly would have felt that because you fit, like Mary said, it was either warm weather states, water, or mountains. So no question. But we've got about 40 seconds with you. So give us something that you say first-time travelers to Burlington must experience to really feel like they've visited.
So if you're coming to Burlington for the first time, you got to get out on Lake Champlain. It amazes me that we have visitors coming in that actually either don't know that we're on a lake or don't know just how big and majestic Lake Champlain actually is. But it's a fantastic body of water, and there's great opportunities for folks that maybe want to get out in a really active way and do paddle boarding or kayaking, or even want to get out in a passive way, you know, take a cruise on the Spirit of Ethan Allen cruise ship, which is a nice way to just put your feet up and a drink and watch one of Lake Champlain.
Well, Lake Champlain it is. Folks,
sunsets,
you can find out more, plan your own travels. The website is very easy. Hello, Burlington VT. HelloBurlingtonVT.com. Jeff, Merry Christmas. Have a nice weekend.
Likewise. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, well, folks, listen, if you've been to Burlington, you have a favorite thing to do there, share it with us, rmworldtravel.com/contact. In about 7 minutes, we're going to kick off hour two as we take you live to Paris and the reopening of Notre Dame. The Personal Connection and Museum Gallery are also still ahead. Thanks for listening wherever or however you tune in. Don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.